Strive for happiness, set goals, and take small steps. Gretchen Rubin found that people achieve more when they focus on specific goals rather than abstract ideals like happiness. Throughout her project, she set clear, measurable resolutions and rules that guided every phase of her experiment. These principles were straightforward and helped her stay on track throughout the entire study. Rubin understood what easily put her in a bad mood and tried to avoid those things using her resolutions by giving herself instructions like, "Do it now," and "Be Gretchen." She aimed to feel happier in all situations. She believed she could achieve this by, for instance, doing tasks promptly instead of procrastinating and staying true to herself every step of the way. She had many insights about these general rules she had learned throughout her life. She repeated them to herself often, whether facing a work challenge or seeking more harmony at home. For instance, phrases like, "People usually notice your mistakes less than you think," "You don't have to be good at everything," or "What you do every day matters more than what you do once in a while," helped her stay focused during tough times and stay on track to happiness. Achieve happiness. A simple approach. Things like, "People notice your mistakes less than you think," "You don't have to be perfect at everything," and "What you do every day matters more than what you do sometimes," helped her stay focused when things got tough and reminded her to keep working towards happiness. Rubin discovered that small, everyday moments of joy were what really brought about change. With the idea of changing your life without changing your life, she wanted to find happiness in the little things. Instead of making big changes like quitting everything or moving far away, she just wanted to be a little happier and more content with her current life. Be active and conserve energy. It's clear that having energy and feeling healthy is crucial for our happiness. When we're physically and mentally fit, it naturally boosts our satisfaction. Feeling energized motivates us to participate in activities like sports or social events, which create moments of happiness. That's why having more energy was the main focus of Rubin's happiness project. What gives us energy? It's simple but true. Getting enough sleep, eating well, and staying active. Not getting enough sleep weakens our immune system and memory and slows down our metabolism. On the other hand, spending time outdoors boosts our energy and helps us think better. Studies show that natural light is good for our mood and triggers the release of serotonin and dopamine, hormones that make us feel happy. Walking for just 10 minutes gives you a quick energy boost, but walking 10,000 steps every day is even more effective. Rubin started using a pedometer to track her steps, which made her feel more active because she was consciously energizing herself. Each day, she enjoyed the satisfaction of meeting her step goal again and again. Save energy and boost happiness. Managing energy drain. Rubin discovered that a significant drain on her energy came from old junk piling up, waiting to be sorted. Sorting out unnecessary things regularly can save up to 40% of housework, according to one study. Letting go of useless items. To reduce unnecessary work, Rubin began getting rid of things she didn't need, clothes she didn't wear, useless promotional gifts, or items she bought but never used. Clearing mental clutter. It's equally important to tackle mental clutter. Putting off tasks for too long weighs us down mentally and steals our energy. Rubin found that simply crossing off tasks, like scheduling overdue appointments or organizing computer backups, gave her small but satisfying happiness boosts. The satisfaction of organization. Thoroughly sorting things out is extremely satisfying because clutter, whether physical or mental, always drains our energy. Focus on self-improvement to avoid problems in relationships. Rubin's research shows that happy people tend to have longer-lasting relationships. Similarly, good relationships often set the standard for how happy we feel in other parts of our lives. Rubin focused on the part of her project about her marital happiness, using two key insights into relationships. First, you can't change your partner and focus on improving yourself instead. And second, what you do every day matters more than occasional actions. Therefore, she tried to keep her own bad habits and things that caused arguments with herself in a controlled way. She realized that constantly complaining to her husband was wearing him out. Determined to change, she decided to stop burdening him with negativity and started being more pleasant overall. Instead of being rude or accusatory, she began using short, neutral reminders like garbage or garage. She quickly noticed how much better she felt by taking this approach. Practical steps for happiness. Mary Wollstonecraft adopted a lesson from French author Pierre Reverdy, who claimed love was proved through actions, not just words. Inspired by this, she spent a week practicing extreme kindness towards her husband, surprising him with small gestures and tokens of appreciation, expecting nothing in return. This not only made her husband happy, but also brought her joy. Research suggests that it takes 5 positive actions to counteract 1 negative action in a relationship. Negative experiences tend to stick longer than positive ones, so it's crucial to minimize them to create space for happier moments. To achieve this, it's important to learn how to handle conflicts constructively, avoiding getting caught up in arguments about each other's mistakes. A significant part of maintaining happiness together involves not taking each other for granted and consistently assessing how we treat our partners. Children's happiness affects ours positively. Many adults find that children bring them the most joy in life. Ruben views this joy as something that grows over time, rather than being immediate. To increase this happiness, she chose to be more caring and playful with her 2 daughters as part of her project. Ruben aimed to improve how she reacted to her children. She wanted to avoid getting upset with them and to stop scolding them. Her plan? When we act happily, we are happy. If someone like Ruben easily gets annoyed and angry at childish behavior, they could benefit from singing every morning and pretending to be in a great mood. This helps us start the day feeling positive. Finding humor in challenges, such as making a joke instead of scolding, can make our daily life brighter. Ruben, like many parents, used to try convincing her children to do things they disliked, like taking baths or removing socks without fuss. Instead, she learned to respect their feelings. She acknowledged their struggles by saying things like, "Socks can be tough to get off," or by honoring their requests. She also discovered joy in spending more time on activities she had previously avoided, like arts and crafts or long games with her kids. Even though planning children's birthday parties isn't always fun for parents, seeing her children happy made it worthwhile and improved her own mood. By getting along better with her children, Ruben found herself less stressed in daily life and felt happier overall. This change helped her shake off the feeling that she wasn't a caring mother. Time with friends boosts joy amid daily stress. Friendship is crucial for a happy life. Having trustworthy friends to talk to and enjoy time with helps us handle daily stress with a smile. In a happy life, it's strangely ironic that many social connections can be at risk. We often feel like there's not enough time for all our friends. This was something Ruben also struggled with, leading to feelings of guilt and anger at herself. To tackle this, she decided to intentionally carve out time for her social life and forge new friendships along the way. She started by deciding to always remember her friends' birthdays, call them regularly, and get out more often. This led her to include her casual acquaintances in her circle of friends. Friendship, like marriage, hinges greatly on generosity for happiness. Gretchen Rubin discovered that the key to one's own happiness lies in making others happy first. By developing our friends' growth, being there in their times of need, and simply spending time with them, we can significantly boost their happiness. Ruben experienced this firsthand when she helped her friends declutter their closets, doubling their happiness as well as her own. The right job brings happiness through challenges and growth. In our society, happiness and work are closely connected. When we work, we maintain friendships and feel valued. The sense of progress we gain from working is a constant boost to our confidence and sense of accomplishment. Since becoming a writer, Ruben has kept working consistently, even on tough days. She finds satisfaction in accomplishing tasks despite feeling down. Transitioning from a stable legal job to pursue writing was a big decision, but it paid off as writing became her career. Rubin encourages others to bravely pursue their passions, emphasizing that doing what you love can bring immense happiness when it's also your job. Rubin believed that facing challenges and trying new things were vital for finding happiness. Challenges stimulate our brains positively, and overcoming new situations often brings unexpected satisfaction. For instance, Rubin set herself the ambitious goal of writing a novel in 30 days. Achieving this made her incredibly proud and gave her a significant motivational boost. This success inspired Rubin to start a blog, despite knowing little about blogging initially. Learning a new media technology was challenging and frustrating at first, but she learned to accept initial failures as part of her journey. The joy she felt after mastering her first blog entry outweighed the struggles she faced. Becoming a blogger gave Rubin a new identity and positive feedback, boosting her self-esteem and sense of personal growth, and leading to increased happiness. In general, true happiness at work comes not just from achieving final goals, but also from celebrating small moments of success. Though these moments are fleeting, they fuel our motivation toward future goals and achievements. Engage in enjoyable leisure activities. Having ample free time for enjoyable activities is a major key to happiness. Engaging in things solely for our own pleasure brings us joy and relaxation. Everyone has their own idea of fun. Some, like Rubin, feel guilty because they think other people's hobbies are more sophisticated. She realized that activities like sports events, crossword puzzles, or knitting might be enjoyable for others, but they weren't right for her. If you've been enjoying something since you were young, it's a good sign that it's what truly brings you joy. Rubin remembered that when she was 10, she enjoyed creating collages by sticking newspaper clippings, pictures, and quotes into empty books. She decided to continue this hobby as part of her happiness project. Additionally, she started a children's literature reading group. Besides finding joy in her favorite genre, this new social activity brought her many happy moments. Discover happiness through new hobbies. Having many new activities to enjoy can bring us happiness. It's worthwhile to explore different hobbies. Keeping a diary of what we learn from others helps us find what suits us best. Rubin got the idea to start collecting as a way to find happiness. Collecting things can be a popular hobby that brings joy. A collection becomes a mission, and happiness grows, especially when it's complete. The process of searching for and finding things in new areas brings a lot of joy. Rubin's collection of bluebird figures, which symbolize happiness in the United States, added a bit of delightful chaos to their home. Rubin thinks it's okay to have one drawer filled with useless things like collectibles. These items can bring back memories or small surprises when you open the drawer. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy things that bring joy. We often hear that money can't buy happiness, but the truth is more nuanced. Money, like good health, doesn't guarantee happiness, but not having to worry about it significantly eases our lives. Money can contribute to our happiness if we spend it wisely. First, having enough money is crucial for many people seeking security. However, Rubin also explored ways to use money to achieve her remaining goals and increase happiness. For instance, she started investing more in a quality fitness program, healthy food, and social gatherings. Many people believe that buying things doesn't lead to lasting happiness. Happiness theory suggests that purchasing a new car or nice clothing might bring temporary joy. However, once the excitement fades, our happiness often returns to its previous level. Rubin challenges this idea. While the satisfaction from buying something new may be short-lived, it's genuine and always brings a positive sense of progress. That's why she decided it was okay to treat herself to small luxuries, as long as they were worthwhile. For example, during her honeymoon, she tried room service for the first time. On another occasion, she boldly purchased a pricey food processor, now used daily for healthy fruit shakes that boost her energy and mood, benefiting both herself and her family. Buying things solely for excitement can backfire, leading to unnecessary clutter. we should carefully choose purchases that truly enhance our happiness and make our lives more enjoyable. Become mindful of present happiness. Studies suggest that spiritual individuals experience greater happiness, better health, improved stress management, and longer lifespans. Reflecting on eternity and mortality, central themes in various religions and philosophies offer a unique perspective on present happiness. Ruben found inspiration in the idea of living gratefully while contemplating eternal concepts. She then realized, days feel long, but years pass quickly. This made her more mindful of her own existence and how quickly time passes during her project. She started a one-sentence diary to jot down daily events worth remembering, like her daughter's funny stories. Her reflection on mortality prompted her to update her and her husband's last will. Personal growth through small steps. Mary Rubin chose to take gradual steps in her project and avoided committing to the routines of any specific religion. She started integrating short meditation breaks into her daily routine at the bus stop or while waiting in line at the supermarket. This allowed her to consciously pause and reflect on her usual tasks. Another goal on Ruben's spiritual journey was to practice more gratitude, which is known to contribute to happiness. She adopted a gratitude notebook where she recorded the happiest moment of each day, or things she often took for granted but knew were blessings. Ultimately, Ruben concluded that realizing life is finite helps us appreciate each moment more intensely and find happiness in everyday experiences. Promote positivity with mindfulness and awareness expansion. Ruben came across The Art of Happiness by the Dalai Lama during her quest for happiness. Intrigued by the Buddhist perspective, she decided to excavate deeper into it for her project. The book introduced her to mindfulness, which means being fully aware and focused on the present moment without being distracted by the past or future. One of the final steps in her happiness project was to try out methods to expand awareness and be more mindful of things. Mindfulness in daily life. Initially, she aimed to break free from her routine habits and be more mindful of what she ate. Starting a food diary helped her realize she was consuming too many ready-made meals and unhealthy snacks, which were affecting her mood. Once she cut down on these, she found relief from daily emotional struggles. This positive change encouraged her to explore other ways to expand her awareness. Trying hypnosis, she discovered that self-guided hypnosis tapes were more effective than sessions with a hypnotist in helping her manage her thoughts and emotions, preventing potential outbursts. Attending a laughter yoga class taught her that happiness doesn't always require complex techniques. Simply laughing out loud can boost one's mood. She learned the importance of engaging in activities that promote happiness, whether through structured courses or personal efforts. Key points. 1. Focus on specific goals over abstract ideals like happiness to achieve more, using clear resolutions. 2. Manage energy through adequate sleep, healthy eating, and staying active for increased satisfaction and happiness. 3. Reduce clutter, both physical and mental, to conserve energy and boost happiness in daily life. 4. Improve relationships by focusing on personal improvement and minimizing negativity and complaints. 5. Grasp small steps and everyday moments to enhance happiness rather than drastic life changes. 6. Engage in leisure activities that bring personal joy and relaxation, such as hobbies and social outings. 7. Practice mindfulness and gratitude to appreciate life's moments and promote long-term happiness.